Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. TGI, day before Jupiter-Uranus. What else is going on? I mean, my goodness, the sun's moving into Taurus. Okay, what's next? It's all about tomorrow, isn't it? Hi, everybody. Thomas Miller on the Fun Astrology Podcast. And to all of you Taurians, not to be overlooked, happy birthday coming up over the next 30 days. The sun enters Taurus this morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. What a celebration that is in and of itself, because that puts the sun in the same sign as the big conjunction. And for those of you who are joining us tomorrow, yesterday I mentioned possibly a backup plan on Zoom. Robert and I have been punching this out, and I feel more confident that he's more confident, so we're just going with StreamYard. If anything happens, here's what I'm going to do. And I'll put this in the email you get later today. If anything happens, you will get an instant email from me with the new link, but I don't want to confuse things. And StreamYard is a platform that we use every Sunday night for Level Up, so it's something that I'm very comfortable with. I just wanted to make sure that Robert was, too. So you'll get an email from me today and tomorrow, and it will have the link. It's the YouTube link that you got when you did your transaction. We will be on 5 minutes before, just getting everybody in, and we'll start pretty close to the top of the hour, so 4 p.m. Eastern, back your time zone up from that. And we'll look forward to seeing you. When can you still register? Right up to 4 o'clock tomorrow? You can. You'll get an email with the link coming right away. But hey, why push it? Just go to funastrology.com. Now, somebody did ask, will we get a replay? Yes, you will get a replay. If you can't make it, don't worry. You will be on the email list, and you will get a replay link probably a couple of hours after the event ends. Have to do that because I'm going over to Los Angeles Sunday to meet Michelle Blood in person. She's having an event this weekend. I couldn't do Saturday, but I told her I could come on Sunday, so that's going to be really cool. Okay, enough of that. Let's get to the chart. So for today, we have several things going on. First of all, Venus and Mercury conjoin this morning. That's at 5 o'clock Eastern. Now, that's in Aries, in the middle of the sign. Anything around Venus-related issues, and I'm thinking particularly with the one you love or somebody you work with, even that could be under this umbrella, just be careful. Mercury's in retrograde, and it's in the middle of conflict-oriented Aries sometimes on the shadow side. So don't let that aggression come back and get you. You know, Ray Merriman would tell you this, and he will probably reiterate it again tomorrow on the Merriman Financial Podcast. When Mercury is retrograde, things that normally go this way don't. And he's talking about trading. And I experienced that this week. I did a little bit of trading on Wednesday, and it was like a machete. I mean, I knew what target points I was looking for, and there was just no follow-through. It did not behave like it, quote-unquote, normally should. Well, that's the stuff of Mercury retrogrades. Now, take that away from trading and apply it to, good morning, dear. Be careful. Not necessarily saying walk on eggshells, but just be aware that when normally you would do a trade that works out this way or that, all of a sudden doesn't, your words may not work out the same either. Now let's roll on. The next one is at 10 o'clock. That's the sun moving into Taurus. Because we have quite a bit still to get done today, let's move on past that. We'll come back and revisit Taurus season on Monday. We'll take a look at the aspects and various ingresses, etc., that happened during Taurus season. Among others, my buddy Hemet has a birthday. So happy birthday to you here in the middle of May. Now, next up today, we have two more aspects in the sky today. Mars and Jupiter sextile each other at 11:28 Eastern. Robert told me yesterday that he was going to be talking about these sextiles a little bit related to the big conjunction. So that is important to take note of. that we are firing this sextile back to the Pisces planets, Mars and Saturn. That will be part of the discussion tomorrow. Not the primary part, but a little bit of the part. And the key to remember there is that it is a favorable aspect. So what we want to do there is get Mars, at least from a thrust standpoint. I'm not creating anything. I'm not doing much until Mercury gets out of retrograde. That's on the 25th. We only have to get until what, next Thursday? And then we're clear. Well, maybe not clear, but we can breathe a little bit better. Say on starting on Friday. Friday on next week, we're in a little bit better shape relative to Mercury retrograde. But I sure would be laying bricks. I would be putting things in place so that when next week comes, we can go ahead and move forward and with a little bit more thrust. But that's part of that sextile. Because you remember, the whole thing about Jupiter-Uranus is new beginnings. Well, add Mars to that. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. But wait, there's more. You're thinking, wait a minute, Thomas, if it's sextiling Jupiter, isn't Jupiter really close to Uranus? Well, yes, 8 p.m., well, 7:55 p.m., Mars sextiles Uranus. Now, tomorrow, the big aspect is at 10:27 p.m. That, of course, is Jupiter-Uranus. And then, about 40 minutes after that, at 11:08 p.m. tomorrow night, the moon enters Libra. So I know you're already ahead of me. Yes, that means that the moon is void of course during the Great Conjunction. And because I've had a very personal thing, I don't know if Robert brings it up in his presentation or not, but obviously I had a very personal thing happen within the window of this great aspect. So I know this aspect was on full-on power in early March. But what I would say is don't start anything after 8:19 p.m. on Saturday. At least give it the room and the space that you would a normal void of course. Like I said, about 40 minutes after the aspect, the moon will be in Libra for the next couple of days. So that's your Sunday and Monday, at least, with that Libra moon. But wait, there's more. We do have, I told you this was an active week. And then next week, we're going to be doing Book of the Moon excerpts. Like, you guys are going to hear this whole audiobook right from the bundle here pattern before we get out of it. No, we won't do all of that. But we are going to hear from Steve in early May. I'm looking forward to that. On Sunday morning at 7:48 a.m. Eastern, Venus conjoins Chiron. See, everything is just kind of a broken record inside the bundle. We had Mercury, now we have Chiron. Well, Mercury and Chiron are on top of each other in Aries, right? So there's that. And then, as we talk about, 1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday, the Sun changed signs. So instantly we should be thinking, where's Pluto? Where's Pluto? That happens on Sunday. That's a square, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I've thought, as we get closer to this exact conjunction, that that square between the Sun and Pluto is a big factor in this. So like in my own situation with my family that was early March, Jupiter-Uranus component, or the Jupiter-Uranus orb, was wide enough that it definitely was in play. The Sun and Saturn square was definitely not in play, but I think it was coloring the Jupiter-Uranus influence. Does that make sense? In other words, there's a wide arm of orb of Jupiter-Uranus, and Robert is going to talk about that tomorrow. But also this Sun-Pluto influence has been there all along. It's kind of like a package deal. And what I'm going off of on that is just that I've said through this, through the eclipse, through this aspect, through everything, through this whole last several weeks, I've just felt like a poster child myself for everything that could be read into this whole situation. So that's a lot. I know that's a lot to string together, especially not seeing it all out. You'll see a lot of it out tomorrow. But let's do some keywords here to wrap up the weekend. Besides busy, I think I would break this up. I would say for today, cautious optimism. Like we said, be careful what you say today. But Taurus brings balance to that Aries aggression. And the Mars sextile over to Jupiter-Uranus brings us optimism. It brings us help. It brings us thrust. It brings us power. It brings us new ideas. So don't get caught too up in the moment. Just cautiously proceed. All is well until next Friday. Let's get Mercury out of retrograde. Then we can mash the gas. Now, for the big day, Saturday, and for Sunday with that Sun-Pluto square, I'm going to say transformational superpowers. We'll see how that holds up against Robert's analysis, but I'm going partially on what I've been through. But this is a time of massive, massive new beginning kind of transformation. Will all of that hit Sunday? No, probably not. Some of us got it a month ago. But what it does mean is that we're looking for that, and we're open to it, and we're not resisting the shifts and the changes. Don't be holding on to that old stuff so the universe has to come along and pry it away from your fingers. Don't do that. We are going to have such a great time together tomorrow. It's going to be a show. I'll tell you, it's going to be wonderful, and we would love to have you there. FunAstrology.com at the top. Not too late to register. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction with me and Robert. And we'll see you back. I'll be back tomorrow with Merriman. Kristen is doing Level Up on Sunday night, and I'll see you again on Monday. Love you. Bye.